how has setting the asset division for a couple in a divorce changed?
2015 was a big year for matrimonial law in New York. Under what was known as the O'Brien Doctrine, a party's enhanced earning capacity by way of education, professional certification, professional training, was susceptible to being valued and distributed in the event of a dissolution of a marriage. In the fall of 2015, the governor signed a bill which reversed the O'Brien Doctrine, which was a court-created doctrine, and said that enhanced earning capacity is no longer to be valued and distributed in a divorce. So it is, for certain cases, has had a massive impact.
This is doctors, lawyers, accountants, dentists,
doctors, lawyers, accountants, teachers, massage therapists, physical therapists, virtually anyone who goes to school and is licensed or certified to practice a profession or a non-profession but a licensed occupation was subject to having it valued. And in a divorce, part of the value distributed to the other party.
So for the people who have gone to college, and an increasing percentage do, this becomes an issue.
Absolutely. You marry your high school sweetheart, go off to college and then medical school or law school or become a CPA, you're looking at valuing the difference between what that professional makes, either as a fact or statistically, versus what a high school graduate would make statistically. And if you're a doctor making $250,000 a year and your average high school graduate makes $22,000 a year, you value that spread and project it out over time, it could be a huge number.
So it isn't anymore.
And it's no longer to be valued or distributed. Your contributions or a spouse's contributions to the career or career potential of the other can be considered in setting maintenance, or what we used to call alimony, but as a separate asset, it no longer exists as of this fall.
In your practice, are you seeing this already?
Absolutely. I've had cases that we didn't file until the law was affected or the change went into effect. And I've had cases where we filed early just to make sure that we were still under the old law, although we're not sure how the courts are going to treat that. But in those cases, the enhancement is still part of the pie to be divided.
So obviously, if you represent the side that doesn't have the money, this probably greatly affects the final agreement.
It can have a substantial impact depending on the circumstances. This is a big, big change.
Is it too early to say what percentage of cases are affected by this?
Too early to say. But basically, any case where before the non-moneyed spouse's attorney would say we have to value or we have to look at the educational achievement or the, in a doctor's case, med school and the residency, we got to look at those and figure out what the value is, no longer being done.
I would think, looking at disparity of income, that this is heavily affecting women.
Yeah. it's affecting the non-moneyed spouse is the way we put it. Because it's not always the women who are negatively affected. There are a lot of women doctors out there who have husbands who aren't doctors.
Does it reflect the changes in society that significantly larger percentage of women are making more than their husbands?
Of course. I mean, the women's movement has led to huge changes. Majority of the people in law school now are women. The majority of the people in veterinary school are now women. And I can't speak to the medical profession because I don't know. But I would guess that women are probably half of the medical school classes these days. It's been a huge, huge change.
What kind of reaction do you get from a wife upon being told that she has to pay support of some sort to the husband she's trying to get rid of?
Strangely enough, Mike, that's generational. Women my daughter's age, in their 20s, early 30s, are comfortable with it because they've grown up with the expectation that they're going to be treated equally. And being treated equally means you get the good stuff, you're treated equally, and the bad stuff, you're treated equally. Women of my generation, in their 50s and 60s, find it appalling.
On this week's edition of You and the Law, Attorney Ken Olina has been here, and we've been talking about changes in the financial aspects of a divorce. I'm Mike Desmond, WBFO News.